time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Debbie Good.
Our guest today is Trish Long, Regional Administrator from the Missouri Division of Youth Services, or DYS. Trish, could you just introduce us to Missouri's Division of Youth Services? What is its mission?
DYS is one of four divisions under the Department of Social Services in Missouri, and we're one of four divisions that serve citizens directly. DYS is administratively broken into five different regions. I have the privilege of working in the Southwest region, and we operate seven residential facilities and two day treatment facilities to meet the needs of those kids that are committed to care. We essentially serve those kids that the local juvenile offices are having a lot of difficulty handling on the local level. Most of the kids that come into care have a pretty significant history of trauma, thereby influencing some of the decisions that they've made to get committed to DYS. So we see our work as really, really important and very meaningful for the safety of Missouri and to try to help kids make some positive changes in their life.
When was DYS established?
It was established in the early 1900s. And back in the day when DYS was established, they did more of the traditional approach, which a lot of states still do to date with the juvenile justice world. We had two rather large facilities that were operated to meet the needs of young men and young women that were committed to care. And then it was in the 1970s that some of our leaders with a lot of vision and innovation to change the way that treatment was happening with these kiddos that came into care decided that we would break down the division regionally and make smaller group homes in the community so that we could place kids in closer proximity to their families and really involve the community a bit more in their treatment. So we had a lot of great folks back in the day that I think had a lot of great foresight to be innovative in their approach. And we've had some influence even beyond the borders of Missouri in the way that juveniles are treated in treatment.
So could you just kind of compare for us the difference between a little more detail on the difference between the traditional way of dealing with juveniles who have problems and the Missouri approach?
Well, one of which that I mentioned was the size of those facilities. A lot of states, even to this day, still operate facilities that have hundreds of kids that are placed for care. Typically, a lot of those states will place kids in pods, which means that you might have 50 to 100 kids on an arm of a facility that it's ran much like a prison. If you've ever toured any of the Missouri Division of Youth Services sites, it's much different. We have a real family atmosphere. So most of our groups run with about 10 kids. So you can see when you're comparing the group size of 10 compared to a pod of, say, 100, there's a real big difference in the way that staff know kids. We also get to know the kids' families. So that is one thing that makes us much, much different from the traditional approach to juvenile justice. We kind of think smaller is better, you know, when we think that if we treat kids with respect and care, that ultimately they're more likely to become what we hope they become. So that is really the size is one thing that makes us much, much different. The other thing is we really try to look at our kids with a trauma-informed focus. A lot of the kids, as I mentioned earlier, come to us with a history of pretty significant trauma, and that happens at a very early age. And we believe that if we can be more proactive as opposed to reactive to some of those kids' needs, that we're likely to get great changes for them and ultimately try to make them taxpayers and do their part to contribute to the community. So that's one of the things that I'm most proud of is our approach with kids.
Does DYS actually have data that supports the use of the Missouri approach as opposed to the traditional approach?
We do. Have data dating back several years, which is available on our website if anyone is interested. We track recidivism rates up to 3 years post-discharge from DYS, and a lot of states actually track the kids' success rate after they leave their programming. Ours is pretty remarkable. If you look 3 years out post-discharge with our kids, 70% of those kids do not have any interactions with Department of Corrections, which is pretty significant. We're pretty pleased with the results that we've seen, and that's something that's not new. That's something that's been going on in DYS for a lot of years, and we've actually had the privilege of hosting even a delegation from Singapore here in my region last year. We also hosted a couple visits from the Department of Justice to see if we might be able to influence some of those results that are happening in other states and beyond at this point. So
Missouri is actually looked at as a role model by other states and other countries. Is that correct?
It is.
Mm-hmm. And how do you feel about that? Are you proud of that?
Well, I'm absolutely proud of that. I also know that we can't stop innovating in our approach, so I would prefer that we not be called the Missouri model. I prefer Missouri approach because I think when you become a model, one of the risks is you think that you've arrived, and I think that we've got a responsibility as social workers and servants to the state of Missouri we continually innovate and try to get better. So model, yeah, that's humbling and it's appreciated, but I also don't want to stop where we are. And I know that folks at the Department of Social Services and then folks even at our central office level feel the same way, that we're proud of where we are, but we always want to get better. We owe that to the kids we serve.
And how is DYS funded?
We are funded through taxpayer dollars. About 50% of our budget actually comes from federal dollars. And then the other portion of that, a good portion of it, comes from general revenue. We're one of the only other juvenile justice agencies in the United States that actually qualifies for Medicaid reimbursement. So that's pretty remarkable that the services that our folks are providing, ultimately the federal government says, yeah, these folks are doing really good work with kids, and we're going to reimburse them for those services because they think that that saves money in the long run.
I would think it would.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Trish, how could a listener support DYS?
We have at each of our sites what's called a community liaison council, and these are a group of community members that will work to raise money and fundraise so that we can help these kids and families in ways that we're not able to with state taxpayer dollar.
Now, what would be an example of something that a community liaison member would do?
One example is if we have a family that is struggling to get money to be able to travel to see their kiddo. These CLC members may give this family a gift card so that they might be able to purchase gas, travel to see their kiddo. Another example would be we had a youngster that had signed up for classes at OTC, and the family could not afford to purchase a computer for this youth. So one of the community liaison councils ended up purchasing a laptop for this kiddo so that he could go ahead and start his journey to getting his diploma. So just a lot of really, really great examples of what these folks do for kids. We always like to say that, you know, it's good to have people at the table that aren't paid mm-hmm. to work for these kids. And the liaison councils are a real nice example of folks that just want to give back in our community.
It sounds like a great opportunity for people to help out.
It's a meaningful opportunity, and I think folks would really, really enjoy the difference that they're making. And the kids will always tell you thank you because they realize that the work that's being done for them by folks that aren't paid to means a whole lot.
Well, thank you, Trish, for being on our program today. Our guest has been Trish Long, Regional Administrator, Missouri Division of Youth Services. I'm Debbie Good, and this has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.